Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.
On the phone line with us to help us unpack what was a... I don't know how to describe the Bucks versus Argentina this past weekend. They won. They won. So on the phone line, talk to us about that win. The second win in round two of the Rugby Championships is Thando Mxoli. Thando, hey, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning to your listeners.
I'm lost for words to describe the performance. Maybe you have a word. How would you describe that game overall?
It was a win. That's it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. No, look, it could have been a lot better. I mean, like, again, it brings a lot of things to the fore. You look at the previous week where we played really well. A guy like Elton Yankees, for example, has had very limited game time. Why not give him the second test against Argentina? There's still a lot more games to be played. Why not? Why take away so much from that momentum that we had built in that first test? This was probably, yeah, the least impressive performance the Springboks have put out this year. But look, it's a victory, and they all count, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll take the victory, Thando, and we move on. We need to have a conversation around playing styles and arguably what the Springboks can do going forward. I know there are a lot of question marks around, maybe question marks is the wrong way to put it, but there are a lot of naysayers with regards to the style in which the Springboks play. What would you say to those people? And maybe which side of that conversation do you fall?
I fall on the side that I don't care what style we play as long as we win. There's a reason we've got the Rugby Championship, the World Cup, and the Lions Series trophies in our cabinet. We can't walk away from that just to please people. We need to do what works for us. And as coaching staff has basically, they've earned our confidence. They've shown that they know how to win important matches. Now, to sit and say, no, because New Zealand, who don't have any trophies in their cabinet, are playing good rugby, we should follow them. They are the saviors of rugby. No, we stick to what has worked for us. When they were on top of the world, no one was saying, no, why don't you play like the Springboks? Why don't you play like England? You play according to what your players are able to. You pick your team based on what they can deliver. Yes, the style is not perfect, but I'd rather win a match than sit and marvel over the running rugby that we're playing. That is not going to get us the results that we terribly need. We have not been on top of world rugby for a while, since probably the PDV days in 2009, 2010. We're back on top now, and we want to sit and worry about stuff? No, I'd rather give me the victories and we'll take it forward from there.
Thando, so much can be said just about the performance, but there's a big cloud of doubt that is just looming over the Rugby Championship and big question marks as well in terms of whether it will continue or not. And Lukanya, I'm coming out to say it would honestly be a big shame if it doesn't. From what we understand, New Zealand have pulled out from that game that they were supposed to play up against Australia because of the COVID-19 restrictions that have been put in place. We do understand that SA Rugby as well has come out to offer South Africa as, you know, to host what is left of the tournament. I mean, the effect that this has, what are the chances that it will continue as well with New Zealand and what's happening with them pulling out?
It's all about, we can't control COVID. And also New Zealand have actually placed some really strict COVID measures. For example, that country is only going to be opened up next year. We were supposed to play them in our last fixture of the Rugby Championship at Eden Park in Auckland around October. But the COVID measures that they've put in place are very strict, and they've almost made it near impossible to play those guys, because even if you go out there, how long are you going to stay in New Zealand for? How long is the quarantine period? All of that kind of stuff. It's all about finding neutral venues now and finding a neutral venue that is acceptable to all four parties, and seeing what you can do from there. We've got a group of players that are basically, normally you'd be flying out to Australia now. The guys would have flown out yesterday to Australia to start preparing for when we take on Australia next in our Rugby Championship fixture. That hasn't happened because we still don't know where we're going. New Zealand, yes, they did pull out last week, and said they were not going to honour that match against Australia. Apparently, according to New Zealand Rugby, they had alerted the Australians before that, look, there's going to be a problem because of our COVID situations and the way we've been managing the COVID situation in our country. We are not going to be able to go to Australia because coming back will just take too long for the players to be away from their families. So it's at the moment, Santa did put out a press release saying they're working overnight to find an amicable solution to this. We don't know. We don't know. For me, one of the great pities of the situation is that, like I said, we would have played New Zealand in Eden Park on our last fixture, probably to win the championship or not. That for me is what this team should be measured against. It's being able to go to New Zealand at the slaughterhouse, as they put it, because the All Blacks have not lost at Eden Park since 1994. If we've been able to go there and beat them there, then all the negativity around us being number one in the world, us being the best, us playing this rugby style, would have been put to bed. Now, if we do go play New Zealand, we'll probably play, let's say we play them at Twickenham, and we beat them at Twickenham. It's not the same. It takes away the shine of the victory. So we wait. I'm sure in the next couple of days we'll hear what has been organized as a plan B. South Africa did just host a successful Lions series with a bubble that was also reasonably successful. I'm sure we are not a bad candidate to host the rest of the matches. Argentina have been here. There have been no complaints about how we manage the situation with them. So I don't know. I think let's wait and see. I'm sure in the next couple of days we'll hear more communication from Santa giving us direction in that regard.
Yeah, such are the times that we're in at the moment, Thando. Cancellation would be devastating for the Boks. I mean, given the lengthy layoff that they had between winning the World Cup and ultimately the start of the British and Irish Lions tour. So fingers crossed that they do find a situation that works for all the parties involved. Last two questions as we wrap it up here. Thando, first and foremost, I want you to give us a word on Lukanyo Am, because he seems to have all the tongues wagging and all the fingers going off on the socials this past weekend off the back of his performance. They're saying the best 13 in world rugby at the moment. I don't think you're going to disagree with that at all. And then lastly, of course, maybe just an update on Jaden Hendricks. He was stretched off in that game after coming on a substitute. Yeah. What do you know about him and where we stand? Yeah.
The Jaden Hendricks, the Springbok management are going to give us an update, I think by midday today, on his situation. But it looked like a pretty serious injury. And like Peter Steph is also out for a couple of months after he had his shoulder injury. But luckily, a guy like Dwayne from Willem, for example, has started training. He took contact last week, so that will help us a bit. Again, this speaks to the bigger group, because whoever we take now, whether we play in Dubai or Twickenham or wherever, that's the group that's going to basically do duty for the rest of the rugby championship if it continues. As for Lukanyo Am and Damien Delenda are probably the best in their positions in the world. That's how blessed we are with those centers. They've come along. They had a patchy start, especially Damien, for example. But they've come along. And Rassi also, we need to give credit to this coaching team, Rassi and Jacques. When they took over, Lukanyo was not a starter in the Springbok team. Alistair Kutsia used to play him. He was a squad member. These guys came in, they made him a starter. They didn't just make him a starter. They made him run the defense in the back line. So you'll see him directing things in the back line. He is the one who basically decides how we're going to come up, how we're going to close things off. His rugby intelligence is right up there with the best that have ever played the game. He has a feel for the game that people don't. You don't get that very, very often, because you play a lot of rugby these days is played on stats. He has a feel. He knows where to be. He understands the spaces. He's a smart defender. He is the best in the world at number 13. And look, we are blessed to have a player like him in our team. And he's been important to us for the last 2-3 years. He's a good player.
Yeah, good player. I think that's the best way to put it. Just a very, very good player. And you know, in this world of where the social currency really is, you know, it's trending, it's viral moments. That moment for him, that almost magical moment towards the back end of that game when there was a stonewall try. And he, I don't know, Houdini'd the situation and left with the ball in his hands. Still haven't figured it out. I'm trying to wrap my head around it even now.
But that's the thing. That's a rugby intelligence I'm talking about. If you're running with the ball and there isn't a real chance of me taking it down and stopping you from scoring the try, what access do I have? Do I have access to the ball? I'll go for the ball and I steal it, because you, the runner, focusing on the try line that is in front of you with no one between you and the try line. So, yes, he, again, it's the rugby intelligence of the guy. Even throughout the Lions' series, he did not get a lot of ball in hand, but his defensive work was amazing. He sat down the line so many times that they even opted to kick a lot more as a way of making grounds and inroads against us. That's the intelligence of Lukanyo. He's a smart player. It's not very often that you hear that being said of a rugby player, but he's actually a very smart, intelligent player, and that's great for us.
Yeah, now we wait, Tando. We wait to hear what the decision ultimately is about the championships and how they proceed. Thank you for joining us on the phone line. Really do appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, cheerio. That's Tando Mqoli there on the phone line, rugby journalist, and he's always ever willing to talk Springboks on this show and rugby across. Really, we do appreciate his time. So that's where we leave it out.
Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.